This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Listen to one of this year's top true crime podcasts. Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast is out now on all podcast platforms.
After an update with CBS News, we will go live to the National Security and Legal Affairs reporter for The Hill at 7:15.
An arrest after a deadly shooting on Metro.
New traffic tools in Maryland aimed at saving lives and travel times to popular vacation spots. I'm Matt Koufax.
WTOP News time is 7 o'clock.
I'm Wendy Gillette in Los Angeles. A federal indictment against former President Donald Trump is now public. CBS News correspondent Natalie Brand has more.
The Department of Justice has unsealed the 49-page indictment issued by a federal grand jury in Miami against former President Donald Trump.
We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone.
Special Counsel Jack Smith detailed the charges, which include unlawful retention of national defense information, obstruction, conspiracy, and false statements. Prosecutors say Trump shared a highly sensitive Pentagon plan of attack to visitors at his golf club in New Jersey and was recorded on tape admitting it had not been declassified.
Our laws that protect national defense information are critical to the safety and security of the United States, and they must be enforced.
Trump faces 37 felony counts. CBS's Arden Fari on evidence in the indictment.
Photographs show boxes stacked in a bathroom, some in a ballroom, others piled in storage areas and spilled on the floor. Prosecutors say the boxes were moved around the estate at Trump's direction and that Trump resisted efforts by federal officials to retrieve the documents for proper storage. The sensitive documents contained information related to U.S. nuclear weaponry and military intelligence on foreign countries, according to the indictment.
Republican leaders are criticizing the charges, including House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on Fox.
This is going to disrupt this nation because it goes to the core of equal justice for all, which is not being seen today, and we're not going to stand for it.
The main suspect in the disappearance of Natalie Holloway, Joran Vandersloot, has pleaded not guilty to extorting her mother, Beth, following his extradition from Peru. Family friend Carol Standifer.
We were just really happy that this day has happened, and Beth has worked so hard for years to get him on the soil in Alabama and to get him in a position where we can find some justice for what happened to Natalie.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says Ukraine has launched a counteroffensive. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky wouldn't confirm that in his nightly address. A dam collapse in the south has trapped and displaced thousands of Ukrainians. Witnesses and media are reporting an extremist attack on a beachside hotel in Somalia. There are reports of many rescues at the property in Mogadishu as fighting continues. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. No word yet on injuries or deaths. Stocks gained on Wall Street. The S&P saw its fourth straight positive week. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
7:03 here on WTOP, Friday evening, June 9th, 2023. Hyattsville is at 73 degrees, so we're down to the 60s and 50s again later. Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top local stories we're following this hour. A D.C. man is under arrest and charged with shooting and killing a teenager on board a Metro Green Line train last month. Police say 17-year-old victim Brendan Afori was heading toward D.C.'s waterfront station when he got into a fight with an older person, 23-year-old Keith Williams. Investigators say Williams pulled out a gun and shot Afori multiple times before running off at the M Street stop in Southwest. Riders who saw the shooting told the Metro train operator, who stopped the train at the Navy Yard Metro station, and Afori died at the scene. More information as we go on through the weekend on this story. Well, we have a follow-up in the meantime to a man shot and killed in D.C. this week. He was a bystander. He lost his life after an argument escalated into gunfire outside a Northwest deli yesterday afternoon on 7th Street. Officers nearby heard the shots. They ran over to find 62-year-old LaSanta McGill suffering from a gunshot wound. He later died at the hospital. It all started as a dispute between at least three men in the entryway of the deli. The argument spilled outside and turned violent, ending with a spate of gunfire. Now 20-year-old DeMarcus Bennett of Southeast D.C. is under arrest and charged with second-degree murder. A weapon was also recovered. Now, Barnett was arraigned today and pleaded not guilty. He's being held without bond with a preliminary hearing set for the 20th of this month. It is Gun Violence National Awareness Month in Fairfax County. Faith leaders and activists came together to discuss how to protect residents in the area.
There is no good reason why one should spend more time getting a driver's license renewed than they get a purchase a gun.
Fairfax County's NAACP president, Michelle Letty, says she is sick and tired of being sick and tired. Moms Demand Action's Mary Wright Baylor had this to say.
A majority of Americans want common sense gun safety legislation, and we need everybody to use their voices.
Board of Supervisors Chairman Jeffrey C. McKay says more work needs to be done to keep guns out of the wrong hands and encourage responsible gun ownership.
There had to be armed security and police officers surrounding the building simply so that our FCPS students could feel confident that they could safely graduate from high school.
Cheyenne Corrin, WTOP News.
Traveling on Maryland's Route 50 can sometimes be really tough, but thanks to a federal grant, the state's transportation department says it may have a way to clear some of that congestion.
Maryland's State Highway Administration plans to invest millions into the form of cameras, sensors, and software along US 50.
In Maryland, everyone loves Ocean City. We have a lot of other attractions over there. The idea here would be the technology would be able to look at the traffic patterns that are occurring and make some automatic adjustments.
Jason DeCembre with DOT says they want to get out ahead of issues, save lives, and maybe make that family drive to the beach more bearable.
You should see a fewer accidents occurring, and you should be spending less time sitting at a traffic light waiting to get through.
Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
25,000 Marylanders who had Medicaid don't have it any longer. That's 21% of people up for renewal this spring who lost their coverage. It's happening as the COVID public health emergency ends. Some people lost coverage because they did not turn over their application on time or didn't provide required documents. Another 10,000 folks lost coverage because they now make too much money to qualify. Maryland is in the middle of a first-time effort to renew Medicaid coverage for nearly 2 million adults and kids for the first time since COVID struck. This Pride Month, Maryland's Health Department is launching a Get Your Pride On campaign. It's using dating apps to spread information about sexual health.
So they're very colorful and they're very celebratory.
That's how Peter DiMartino with Maryland's Health Department describes the state's ads that will be on dating apps such as Grindr. They'll also be on bus trailers starting this week. The message?
It's a very clear call to action about getting mpox vaccine, getting testing for HIV and STIs.
Coming out of the pandemic, he says more people are seeking care in cases of some sexually transmitted infections are rising.
We are seeing more and more cases of gonorrhea and particularly syphilis.
Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
Some scary moments today in the Brentwood section of Northeast D.C. It seems a black bear climbed a tree and sat there for hours. WTOP's Neil Augenstein with that story.
The bear climbed halfway up a big tree here on Franklin Street and sat on a large branch very contentedly. Some neighbors named him Franklin. But police and animal control were setting up a perimeter for when the bear eventually came down. He was tranquilized nearby.
With any sedative, it takes a little bit of time. The drug that we use is a fast-acting drug, so maybe within 5 minutes.
Chris Schindler with the Humane Rescue Alliance says a vet from the National Zoo checked out the bear in Northeast, Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
The bear has since been released into a Maryland forest. Coming up here on WTOP, is the shared password crackdown working for Netflix? Stay with us at 7:08.
Get a precision AC tune-up for only $59.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th and when it breaks. Steve Dresner in the traffic center.
Hey, Dimitri, good evening. Starting off on the Capitol Beltway in Montgomery County, we're still slow on the inner loop. We did clear up an earlier truck fire right before the New Hampshire Avenue exit. It's been contained to the right shoulder. We're still seeing delays from New Hampshire Avenue all the way back to 355. Outer loop delays coming off the big curb all the way down and over the American Legion Bridge into Virginia. Prince George's County delays from 95 all the way around to 214, basically in both directions. We are a bit slow northbound 95 from the Beltway up to the area of Route 32. BW Parkway jammed up also both directions, basically from 410 and Riverdale up to Route 32. 270 running okay. No major issues we can find over on Route 50 from the Beltway to the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Prince George's County, Fort Washington area still dealing with the closure northbound 210 blocked at Old Fort Road due to ongoing crash activity. Steve Dresner, WTOP Traffic.
And now we're headed to Veronica Johnson. She is 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
Well, now that air quality has improved, we've got a dry weekend ahead, but it is going to be quite warm. Higher humidity, rain, and thunderstorms coming our way for Monday. Now, temperatures this evening, very pleasant in the 60s throughout the area. There could be an isolated shower or thundershower up until 10 p.m. Your morning is dry. Sunshine for Saturday, mid-80s. For afternoon temperatures. And then on Sunday, around 90 degrees, will be partly sunny with rain in the mountains, a better chance of storms on Monday. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
And right now in Reston, it's 72, Bethesda 73, Woodbridge 72. Some parts of our area could be down to the 50s again overnight and feeling a lot better now that the air is much cleaner. Not all the way to code green yet, but certainly on the road to that this weekend. We're brought to you by Long Fence. Save 20% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today. Schedule your free in-home estimate. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. We're going to Jeff Claybaugh.
Netflix says 70,000 new subscribers a day signed up in the week after it announced its shared password crackdown. Dish Network has rolled out its mobile phone service. Boost Infinite Mobile is $25 a month. Nando's Peri Peri has closed its D.C. Chinatown location and opening a bigger one a block away. A Chinatown store was the first Nando's in the U.S. The Dow gained 43 points Friday. The S&P 500 index up, although just 5. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Money news brought to you by General Dynamics Information Technology.
At General Dynamics Information Technology, we believe that technology is only as powerful as the people behind it. Apply now at gdit.com/careers.
Still ahead here on WTOP, an unprecedented federal indictment against former President Donald Trump is unsealed. We'll check in with The Hill in minutes.
Ever since we got Xfinity Mobile, the whole family now has the fastest mobile service. My little brother has no idea how lucky he is. Back in my day, we didn't have it nearly as good.
Oh, yeah? Back in my day, you couldn't even stream outside the house. I don't like to think about it.
Please. Back in my day, we had phones with cords, and they were mounted to a wall.
Forget phones. Back in my day, we wrote letters. Remember, Herman?
Oh, I remember.
Vintage texting. Cool.
Switch to Xfinity Mobile, the fastest mobile service with 5G and millions of Wi-Fi hotspots. Get the best price for 2 unlimited lines with 5G compared to the lowest price plans of the top 3 carriers. Just $30 a line per month. Visit Xfinity.com/fastestmobile to learn more.
Wait till you hear about how we rented movies.
I don't think she's ready for that. From Xfinity, home of the 10G network. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Unlimited intro service and Xfinity Internet required. Taxes and fees extra. Reduced speeds after 20 gigabytes of usage. Data thresholds may vary.
Coming up on WTOP, the Nationals start a new series in the ATL, visiting the Braves, and the NBA Finals continue tonight. Sports in 10 minutes with our Frank Hanrahan on WTOP.
Hi, I'm Sally. Back with more Great Wolf Lodge breaking news. The new lodge in Maryland is opening with some awesome new features. Here's Steven, reporting live.
Hi, Sally. After hitching a ride with the Great Wolves, me and my pack enjoyed a big breakfast. And now I'm in the Great Geyser Water Park looking down the High Paw Holler. And guess what? I'm only a little scared.
Wow, Steven, I'm impressed. This is Sally, howling off from Great Wolf Lodge, Maryland.
Lowe's knows the best deals for dad. That's why this Father's Day, you can shop our best gifts from the brands he loves, like Craftsman for less. Right now, get a V20 drill or impact driver kit for just $69. And save $50 on the V20 string trimmer and blower combo kit, now only $99. Shop Father's Day deals today, in-store and online. Lowe's knows dads. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 6/14 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Everything you need, every time you listen.
WTOP News.
It is 7:14, and I'm Dimitri Sotis. Thank you for being with us. We have now heard from special counsel Jack Smith after the indictment against former President Donald Trump was unsealed earlier today.
It's very important for me to note that the defendants in this case must be presumed innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law. To that end, my office will seek a speedy trial in this matter, consistent with the public interest and the rights of the accused.
Smith filed 37 counts against the former president over his handling of classified documents after leaving the White House. In that indictment are allegations that Trump kept some documents in the bathroom and shower at his Florida estate. Joining us live now, Rebecca Beitsch. She's National Security and Legal Affairs Correspondent for The Hill. Always great to hear you on WTOP, Rebecca. From those you're in touch with and your own examination of the documents here, how damning is this indictment and how serious is this really for the former president?
Yeah, I would say even as someone who's been following this since the beginning and, you know, taking note of all the different developments that numerous outlets have been able to scoop over almost the past year, I was still surprised by just the level of detail in this indictment. Just the specificity about the types of documents that Trump had and kind of what that says about the case they're going to bring, but also just, the evidence, the weight of the evidence that they have about Trump and his personal involvement in the efforts to retain the documents and, you know, that resulted in obstruction of justice charges.
And I know people have been following the story all day, but we're getting bits and pieces of detail here and there. What about those documents specifically? Are we talking about nuclear secrets, other things like that?
So they offer a breakdown, and they're for this case, they're going to be focusing on 31 documents. And of course, there were more than 300 found among the trove of, you know, the trove of records that Trump had at his at Mar-a-Lago. But they're focusing on 31, and a lot of them are highly classified records. And the breakdown that they give shows that it's largely intelligence about, you know, other foreign powers or details about American military capabilities.
We've learned that Judge Eileen Cannon, a Trump appointee, will oversee the case, at least initially. She's made favorable rulings for Trump in the past. Does this suddenly tip the case in his favor, or is it much too soon because they could request a change of venue and there could be a lot of changes?
Yeah, it's just too soon to tell. She was listed on the summons, but so was another judge that initially handled the matter. That's Judge Bruce Reinhart, who was the one that signed off on the warrant to search Mar-a-Lago. So it's just not totally clear yet how the case is going to be handled or, you know, which judge will ultimately oversee the bulk of it. But yes, there are processes in place for DOJ to request another judge. That's something they could, of course, consider if, you know, she did get, you know, assigned the case.
What about those who say that current President Biden had classified documents, too, and even former VP Mike Pence had a few? What differences are people outlining in terms of the handling by President Biden and the handling of this by former President Trump?
You know, the differences are numerous. Just the quantity of documents alone, like I mentioned, Trump had over 300 classified records, and those were amid, you know, just piles and piles of other records from his presidency that weren't classified that he still took. Whereas, you know, Biden and Pence are said to have basically had a handful of documents. But I think the key difference is just that, you know, Trump was alerted that he had these documents and repeatedly refused to turn them over, which is now being detailed in a 49-page indictment. With Pence and with Biden, once they discovered the records, they were the ones that alerted the Department of Justice and they returned them immediately. And that's the major difference.
I'm also thinking supporters of the president and his lawyers may also come up with this argument that, yes, the law applies to everyone in America, but a former president is not just anyone. How about that line of argument to be made among the defense team?
You know, to me, it's not really clear why that would matter. You know, our system of justice is supposed to treat people equally, regardless of their stature or the job they hold. So, you know, of course, presidents come across more classified information. They have a lot of power in determining how they handle that. But regardless, you know, there are clear statutes dictating how classified records are meant to be maintained and stored. And there's also very clear processes for, you know, handling those records and keeping them in secure locations, which were evidently not followed here.
We're pretty much out of time, Rebecca. I have to say goodbye. But because you also cover legal affairs, would it be important here for our last few seconds to point out this may never go to trial?
You know, that's a possibility, but the flip side of that is that it could actually be in trial for years and years and years. Mm. This is something that could take a very long time to litigate before we even get to trial. And of course, should the Department of Justice secure a conviction, Trump can always appeal.
All right. So you're taking us to another interesting point of discussion for the next time, which is the whole presidential campaign. But that's for another time, I'm afraid. Thank you very much for joining us on this Friday night.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. That's Rebecca Beich. She is national security and legal affairs reporter for The Hill as we follow the latest details on the now unsealed indictment against Donald Trump. Time for Steve Dresner in the WTOP Traffic Center.
In Maryland and Prince George's County, we cleared up crash activity and the closure has been cleared as well. Northbound 210 at Old Fort Road. Northbound lanes have been reopened in Fort Washington. Traffic moving a lot better. Now in Virginia on the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway, right before you get on to the American Legion Bridge, be on the lookout for one broken down currently blocking the left lane. Northbound 395 a bit slow from the Springfield Interchange in towards Duke Street, just volume at best. 95 northbound carrying a heavier load than southbound. We're backed up starting Aquia Harbor off and on delays through Dumfries heading over the Occoquan. Once you're over the bridge, it still remains slow to Newington. Southbounders, you slow down at the Occoquan after the bridge. We're seeing a pretty good ride all the way down to the Fredericksburg area. Steve Dresner, WTOP Traffic.
We're headed next to Veronica Johnson, 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
Code yellow air quality. That's moderate and acceptable. So we've gone from historic code purple and much improved air quality now here this afternoon and through the weekend. It is going to be a dry weekend, the exception of the mountains where there could be some showers or thunder showers on Sunday. This evening, also a little isolated to stray shower out there up until 10 to 11 p.m. Your temperatures in the 60s falling to the 50s by morning, mid-80s on Saturday afternoon, and around 90 degrees Sunday. 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
And right now in Roslyn, it's 73. Farragut Square, 73. Laurel, 71 degrees. Some of us are down to the 50s late tonight. And we're brought to you by Len the Plumber. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Now 721. And a quick look at the top stories we're working on at WTOP. The sweeping federal indictment against former President Trump is unsealed, detailing more than three dozen counts in the classified documents case. Heavy fighting reported in Ukraine today. WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green, follows that closely for you. Keep it here for full details on these stories and more. Stay close now at 7:21.
Wesley is a truck driver.
I drive a truck, and I love what I do.
A truck driver with IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Quite a few letters in the mail. They were talking about wage garnishment coming after my house, my car. Yeah, they don't play around. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
One sleepless night, Wesley finally made a call to Optima Tax Relief at 2 a.m.
Kind of figured I'd get a machine, but I didn't. I actually got to talk to an actual person in the middle of the night.
He found just what he was looking for.
Oh, they were great people. You need a team of people that know what they're doing. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Happy don't even come close. I was absolutely overjoyed.
Take Wesley's advice.
If you're in any kind of trouble with the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-893-4133. That's 800-893-4133. 800-893-4133.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Feeling comfortable is key, especially when somebody else's hands are in your mouth. Dave Preston here in the Cascade Center for Dental Health put me at ease when I started seeing them earlier this year. Dental health is critical to your overall health. Don't wait to start a healthier lifestyle. Cascades One is a revolutionary full-mouth implant solution that can create your perfect smile in less than a day. Two locations, Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling and Cascade Center in Burke. Make a no-obligation appointment today, 866-25-SLEEP, or visit cascades1.com.
Hi, I'm Millette Green.
And I'm Tony Perkins. On News 4 today, we're working to share good news about what's happening in your county.
We're talking about stories that empower, strengthen, spotlighting neighbors who are helping each other out.
That's right.
And making the community better.
Yeah.
Start your day feeling good.
Join us for News 4 today every weekday morning at 5 and 6 a.m. on NBC4, working for you.
WTOP News.
7:24 now. A man is convicted in a retrial for a deadly stabbing in 2019 in Germantown. 30-year-old Kyle Noble was found guilty by a jury in Montgomery County Circuit Court in the death of 31-year-old Efrain Arias. Now, Noble faces up to 60 years in prison, as well as a 25-year mandatory minimum, because it's his third violent crime conviction in Maryland. Prosecutors say he killed Arias while on probation for a 2017 stabbing in Frederick County. Sentencing is scheduled for July 17th. We've had another case of a loaded gun being brought to a local school. This time it was the non-traditional program North School in Bowie. 18-year-old student Ontiero Wilkinson of Hyattsville is accused of bringing in that weapon. Investigators say Prince George's County Police found the gun in Wilkinson's waistband at about 12:30 this afternoon. He's now facing numerous charges. Nobody is hurt. A former Prince George's County police lieutenant has just won more than $1 million in damages over an arrest by a Maryland state trooper for not using a hands-free device to talk on the phone. A jury found the lieutenant was falsely arrested and imprisoned.
I was on my 24th year, and it just drug me down.
Alita Gaskill retired after 25 years with the Prince George's County Police Department, just 1 year after she was suspended following her arrest.
It was so tough for me. I tried my best to hang in there.
In 2019, a Maryland State Police trooper pulled over then-Lieutenant Gaskill for driving while on her phone, something law enforcement are permitted to do.
He came upon me, grabbed me, pulled my hands like really aggressive behind my back, threw me against my car.
And arrested her despite confirming she was a cop. Gaskill filed a civil suit and won. A jury awarded her $1.1 million in damages. Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55. Powered by Red River. Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think Red.
Now it's 7:25. Let's go to Frank Hanrahan.
The Nationals just underway at the Atlanta Braves. The 7:20 start in NL East play as the Nationals have a runner at third base already. Lane Thomas led off with a base knock and just got to third on a bad throw as he attempted a steal. So the Nats in business, perhaps, with a runner at third just underway in the top of the first inning. No score as Josiah Gray pitching tonight for the Nationals, who start the evening on a four-game losing skid. So trying to end that against the Braves. Orioles and Kansas City, they are underway from Camden Yards tonight as Kansas City comes in with just 18 wins on the year. Birds already up one zip over KC in the top of the second inning. Novak Djokovic advances to the French Open final after beating top seed Carlos Alcaraz in four sets. The Joker will face Casper Ruud of Norway on Sunday for perhaps Novak's 23rd men's Grand Slam singles tournament title, which would be a record. NBA Finals tonight, Denver-Miami. Nuggets up 2-1. That best of seven series. I'm Frank Hanrahan,